smile.
So that's a fact. People know, for me, on my birthday, there's two cheesecakes. One for me that nobody can touch, and then another cheesecake that everybody can dabble into. You can't touch my cheesecake. Okay.
Money designer the drip, don't got a cap, I'm as real as a gear. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
You already know what it is, your boy Chance. You already know Rook's in the house. And this is the Be Yourself Podcast. We back. I think this is every time we have a podcast, I forget what episode this is. Probably might be episode 5 or 6. So I'll let you know when I put it down. But we got the man, Mr. Cake Hustler himself. You know what I mean? In the building. So I'll let Rook say what up real quick, and then I'm gonna let you introduce yourselves, tell people a little something, and then we'll get into the questions.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Cake Hustler, man. It's an honor to be here. That's all I gotta say.
Rook,
turned up for this episode. I already got the joint going, and I'm known for eating my own birthday cake by myself. What? If people don't take their slices to go, whatever's left is mine.
So that's a fact. People know, for me on my birthday, there's two cheesecakes. One for me that nobody can touch, and then another cheesecake that everybody can dabble into. You can't touch my cheesecake.
Okay, you got your personal.
Yeah, for sure.
Say that. Yes, sir. I respect that. Hell yeah.
All right, so let's get it. First thing, tell the people what made this whole thing happen. Like, where were you? Like, what thoughts came together? You're like, you know what? I think this is something I want to do. Like, let's get it popping.
So as far as, like, me getting into the business, I actually started off with Choppy Lollipops. I was doing it one day for Christmas, just for the family and shit. And I posted it on Facebook. This was, like, 7-8 years ago. I posted it on Facebook, and somebody was like, yo, how much for a dozen? And I was like, fuck are you talking about? Like, I just did this for family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't sell this. They're like, nah, it's still a fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, how much for a dozen? And I was like, I could make money off of this? Like, for real? All right, so, you know, let me get into it. So I started making chocolate lollipops. I did it for a couple baby showers. Did it for some of my family members. And that led to Cake Pops. Cake Pops became, like, the craze right after that. You know what I'm saying? So I started doing Cake Pops. After doing Cake Pops, I got into doing fondant cakes, which is crazy because one of my customers that actually lives in the building that I live in, she hit me up the day of wanting a cake. And she was like, I need a fondant cake. And I was like, I never did a fondant cake in my life. And she was like, I need it. Can you do it? And I was like, I'm doing it. So that's how I got into cakes, bro. Like, it slowly progressed from chocolate to the Cake Pops and then into doing fondant cakes and shit like that.
Yo, the Cake Pops is hot. When I first saw that, I think I was at my niece's birthday party, and she had a bunch of them around her actual birthday cake. And I was like, yo, those lollipops? And I was like, yo, no, those Cake Pops. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's funny because a lot of people don't like big slices of cake. Some people don't like desserts at all. So a nice little quick bite, maybe two bites most, and you're good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy thing, my daughter loves Cake Pops. Like, when we go to Starbucks, she always gets 3 Cake Pops. I ain't trying yet.
You ain't never tried?
Starbucks is doing this now?
Nah, you gotta see what it's about, bro. She's eating that shit for a reason. Telling you, it's like, crack.
Try to stay in the gym. I don't need to.
I respect that. I respect that. Okay, big dog.
I like it then. It's going to be a wrap.
Just try to eat two of them, like, about midday, so you be out.
Yeah.
So I get why you say you started, but, like, was it always a thing of, like, baking and stuff, or did it just, like, pop off?
It's funny that you say that, because after I started baking, my dad came to me with something that I never knew. He said that his father was actually a baker. His father was a twin. And his dad owned his own bakery. And I never knew that.
Okay.
So as far as like, once I learned that fact about the family, I knew it had to be in the blood. I just didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy because something as little as a chocolate lollipop turning into Cake Pop, turning into cakes, turning into a business, finding out that my family member was actually in a bakery business, back in the day, it was crazy. It was crazy. Definitely meant to be.
So yeah. you have a preferred like baking order right now. Would you prefer somebody to order cakes, or you prefer somebody to order cupcakes?
Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I still do birthday cakes. I still do custom birthday cakes. I got to do a birthday cake on Friday. A Stranger Things cake. Okay. So look out for that. And I do enjoy doing the smaller treats like tres leches, flan. Like, I like doing mass, like, treats. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to mess up your mind real quick.
Talk to me.
Unpopular opinion. I don't like flan.
Okay, why is that? Texture?
I don't know. It just tastes weird to me.
Yo. I'm piggybacking like that. Yo, so can I, that transitions into a really cool short story.
That's what we do.
All right. My friend was working at a Brazilian restaurant, and I never had flan before. I was like probably 18 years old.
Yeah.
Yo, first time I got the wild sweet tooth. First time I had flan, bro, I cried.
You cried?
And asked for another.
Why'd you cry? It was good or bad?
It was great. I asked for another one. Tears came out of my eyes. My friend took a picture of my face. She's like, yo, he's crying. He's crying. Y'all hit the spot.
That's fire, bro. I mean, I've been told that the texture of it, like the custard, mm-hmm. the fact that it's like a custard dessert, a lot of people don't like that, like, mouthfeel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with tres leches, because a lot of people don't like that it's soaked and it's milky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you get it from both sides. Some people don't like flan, some people don't like the tres leches, and it's all about, you know, making something that tastes really well, something that's presented really well, and something that the person likes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so question. Is there a way to make flan or tres leche without that texture? Or does it defeat the purpose of it being what it is?
It definitely is what it is. You're not going to be able to change the texture, bro, because with the tres leches, it has to be soaked, and it's going to be milky. Or I had somebody tell me it was like juicy, and I was like, I understand what they were saying. You know what I mean? So you have to understand that not everybody is a dessert person. Not everybody is a cake person. Not everybody, you know, everybody has their go-to. Some people are cookie people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Not everybody likes the same shit. You know what I mean?
I don't discriminate in desserts now.
Nah, yo, it's not like you do. You say you don't like flan.
I'm picky, but I don't discriminate. There's a difference. All
right. Yeah, but there's different types of flan.
There's
regular flan. Yeah, there's flan. There's a regular flan, right? And there's a flan de queso. The flan de queso is it gives it more body. They use bakers use a cream cheese inside the flan. It gives it more body. You know what I'm saying? So the regular flan is a little bit like, it's creamy, but it's a little softer and it's a little easier to break up. The flan de queso has more body to it. It's more of a creamier. It's almost like it's very close to, it's not the same, but it's very close to like a cheesecake consistency.
Matter
because you're using a cream cheese. You know what I'm saying?
I think we got chance now.
But I'm noticing with these descriptions. Let's just put a pause out there right now for everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So super pause, because we're going to do some things that's going to sound
wild. All right, let's get it.
But you might have got me if it's like cheesecake. You might have got me on that one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
Chocolate cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake, New York cheesecake, plain cheesecake, swirl cheesecake. Like, that's my thing.
Just a cheesecake head. All right, I got you.
Super cheesecake head.
Yeah.
all right, so for the people that know, so you're in New York, right?
Yeah, man, NYC.
Do you feel like that's a great location for what you do, like, as opposed to if you were somewhere like in the suburbs that wouldn't have as much traffic? Or do you think the fact that it's in the suburbs, that'd probably do better?
That's a good question. I like the fact that I like the fact that I'm in a congested city. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of opportunity here. There's also a lot of opportunities to fail. You know what I'm saying? The same, it goes like, you know, watch these. It's the same thing. The same way you have opportunities to gain like success and popularity via social media, via just on the hood in the hood on your block, it can go totally upside down. You know what I'm saying? And you could be a one hit wonder. Somebody buys, somebody doesn't. I've served a couple of celebrities. I've served a couple of NFL players. I've served comedians, and it makes you feel good. You feel like you're doing something. You feel special. But those are not your everyday customers. Yeah. Those are not your consistent customers. Those are people that come to you once, twice, maybe for an event. But you need your everyday people. You know what I'm saying? So in a city, I think in a city it works better because you have that consistent flow. And there is so much space for everybody to eat. There's multiple bakeries. You know what I'm saying? There's multiple home bakers and pastry chefs that work out of home. And everybody can eat. So I love the opportunity to be able to win here. And since I'm from here, it would mean the most to me if I was able to win here. You know what I'm saying?
Winning for the home team.
Yeah, for sure, bro. I mean, don't get it twisted. I wouldn't mind being able to expand my business and moving elsewhere. But if I can have everything, you know, touch down and get off here, I would love that.
And that's the thing, too, with New York, man, because I'm right here in Brooklyn. Blowing up right here with something. You got that, though?
Yeah,
you
man.
You know the other states is going to be like, yo, what's going on over there?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah.
Expansion is on the way.
That's fact. Sure. You know, like, I know it's about you right now, but, you know, just to piggyback off that, you know, I mean, about the home win, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the whole Bleezy, how we know each other, like,
yeah,
when I was doing the TV and the film, you know what I'm saying, they started catching wind in Flatbush. I felt like a little local celebrity out there. It was super love. Super
that's love. Fire, man. That's so, yeah, fire. I used to go to school in Brooklyn.
Okay, where about?
Kingsborough.
KCC.
Yeah,
my man was right by the beach, man.
Yeah, right by the beach. Hell yeah.
Yo, did you have to take the 2 train?
Nah, I took the fucking B straight.
Okay, because 2 train, worst friend up.
What?
2 train, worst friend. So, you know,
it was like an hour and 45 minutes, bro. That took forever.
Son, 2 train. Talk about what I got.
I want to know, did you, like, just a quick side question. At KCC, since so many people I know went there, how did y'all manage to go to school in, like, the summer at the beginning and shit? Like, when it's nice outside. I'm not going to class, bro. I'm missing class. I'm going to school in, like, Midtown.
Yeah, nah, I was on a mission, man. I thought I was going to be the next big thing baseball-wise.
Okay.
That's where my mind was. I was convinced that I was going to make it. You know what I'm saying? So I went to KCC, and I got into a lot of trouble with the coaches. I didn't like the coaches. I felt like they were very racist. You know, two Italian older dudes that didn't really play minority players. They had majority of, you know, Italian players on their squad starting. Even if they weren't better, they would be starting. And it just, you know, it hurt the love that I had for it because I was like, they're going to make me miss my shot type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
They want to win, bro.
Yeah, man. Listen, baseball is a big part of my life since I could remember. I love baseball, playing baseball, teaching my son baseball. So it's been everything to me. You know what I'm saying?
So was that the reason why it stopped, or was there something else?
Oh, so the reason why my baseball career stopped because I actually got hurt playing football. Mm. We had on my block, we did a turkey bowl.
Turkey bowl.
Every Thanksgiving. And, you know, after baseball was basketball. I mean, sorry, was football. That was my love. Baseball and football. I played ball too, but baseball and football was my biggest two sports. And listen, it was weird how it happened. The game took like 3 hours to finally get enough players. Everybody was sleeping, drunk from the night before, forgot that we was gonna play. Like bro, everything was telling us not to play that day. You know what I'm saying? And we finally got enough players to play. We played, broke my arm, broke my shoulder, dislocated my clavicle, tore the ligaments on my shoulder, and I was done. I got 2 screws on my arm now for life, bro. So,
yeah, so you ain't making no relays anytime soon. Damn. Yeah,
it was over. It was over after that, bro.
So that's good. So I'm gonna ask an important question. I'm gonna ask and I don't want to stay on this long.
Okay.
Why are you repping the Yankees in New York? when it should be the Mets.
Oh my God.
We gotta deal with him all the time.
Never, bro. I would stomp on that head right now, bro.
Come on, so Mets is where
bro, and then you're embarrassing to wear that hat.
The colors are fire, that's one. And two, you can't be who you are as a Yankee. You gotta be clean cut, shaven. Yeah. Speaking of the whole Italian people that didn't let you wanted to be, Yankees don't let you be who you want to be, son. John B. Cooper, he had to cut his hair off. He had to go shaving. Y'all could have had Manny Ramirez, but he ain't want dreads, so he didn't. That's why he didn't become a Yankee. Like, Mets, you could do whatever you want to do.
Become a Met, though, right?
That's true. I mean, but we were really bad.
Listen, I got family members that are Met fans, and it's easy to go back and forth, rivalries, talking shit. But I've been a Yankee fan since I started loving baseball, since I learned about baseball through my brothers. You know, I even had a brother that was a Yankee fan growing up, and now he's a Mets fan.
Mm.
So, to me, he a traitor. You know what I'm saying? It's bad vibes. He giving bad vibes, bro.
We want to be one of them.
How you get sucked into losing?
I don't know, bro.
So you guys ain't winning right now. You guys ain't winning.
I do not know.
But if we're gonna be transparent, Rook already knows because you know we keep it one. I keep one.
Yes, sir.
I don't really know baseball. I just like I rep the teams that I rep, so I'm not gonna claim to know everyone that's on football. My love for the Mets because it was the first game I went to and my mom took me. So because of that, that's why
it means something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. She would have took me to Yankee Stadium first, and maybe I would have been.
You'd be a Yankee fan. Yeah.
Because we were living in Bayside, Queens at the time. So
that makes sense, bro. What you got right there?
Yeah, I mean, but,
dude, the high school colors was that color.
Yeah. Plus, I also like the Underdog. First album, Underdog. I always like the Underdog.
Okay.
I'm not really one to like the people that everyone's in love with. You
know? Yeah. But see, I'm also a Jets and a Knicks fan, so. I know how it feels too. You know what I'm saying?
So you're used to losing.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying.
Because I know you was hyped when Aaron came, and now you're not.
Yo, bro, four plays and he's out this season. I was sick.
We were sick. Fueling private jets that we ain't even paid for yet, son. I'm ready for the parade, yo. You
know this shit is crazy, bro.
That's fair. I'm a Panther fan, but
okay.
I was actually hyped for Aaron. My dad's a Jets fan. So I was actually hyped because I like Sauce Gardner. I like Garrett. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you know, these boys actually got a shot. Then if they do, I'm pretty sure they could probably maybe do something, maybe get Devontae Adams back with Aaron.
That's what I was hearing because they got cap space. They got like 20 mil in cap space. So I was hearing that too. If they're looking like they're making the playoffs, they might make a run at Devontae, but it's not looking good right now. Not looking good.
Let's pivot back because people that are watching trying to get the cake on. They're like sports. I could have watched.
ESPN. You talking about sports now?
So let's pivot back. So you said celebrities. Who was your first celebrity, if you can name drop, and like how did it come about?
So someone that is a celebrity was in the NFL that some people may not know. His name is Brandon Copeland. Mm-hmm. He played with the Lions, played with the Jets, played with the Patriots.
The linebacker.
He's a linebacker, exactly. Played with the Ravens. So I was on IG one day and I was just like, if you ever need, you know, cause he does a lot of charity work.
Okay.
For kids and stuff like that. So I was like, if you ever need somebody to come through with some desserts for the kids or whatever, just hit me up. I got you. And he hit me up. He was like, you really serious about bringing some desserts and all of that? I'm like, yeah, bro, I'll come through. You know what I'm saying? I'll show love, you know, whatever for the kids. Cause at the end of the day, you know, nothing's like giving back to the kids, making them smile, making them happy, seeing how happy to get from just a cake pop, just a chocolate dip pretzel, like something simple makes them extremely happy. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, of course, bro, I'll do that. So hit me up. I came through and we did three together so far.
What's up?
We did three charity events so far, but I also did stuff for my boy. He owns his own tequila company, Yave Tequila. His name is Joe Cruz.
Okay.
Maybe one day y'all can even have him up one day. He's going to be somebody real soon, bro. I'm telling you.
Hey, there's Lakers. Lakers, we there.
Yeah, for sure. So I spoke to him.
Drinking tequila, that'd be the only tequila I drink. All right, because I retired. Yeah. So this will be a regular ass sponsor.
Yeah,
I'm hyping that up.
Nah, for sure, bro, for sure, man. And his tequila, it don't miss. So his name is Joe Cruz. He's doing really big things right now, and he told me to come to a entrepreneur like he does like entrepreneur get-togethers. Mm-hmm. You know, where everybody can bounce off of each other, learn from each other, speak to each other, and it was a blessing because I learned so much from so many people at this event. You know what I'm saying? I met comedians like Ken Starrs, Mark Rain, stuff like that. That tried my desserts and they were like, "Yo, we love this shit, bro. Like, keep doing your thing. We love this shit." I met Bleezy at one of those events, by the way. Okay. So that's where I met Bleezy at. You know what I'm saying? So it was really cool, bro.
I knew that boy ain't healthy like that. Always act like he healthy. I knew he was. Oh, yeah. I sent a clip to him hooping. He can't hoop. What's
more? Yeah, he posted a story on IG hooping.
Son,
I seen that.
It's nobody's.
Yo. Has anyone ever asked you, are you interested in making a black cake?
What do you mean a black cake?
Yeah, what do you mean a black
cake? Black cake.
A what?
A Jamaican black cake.
A Jamaican black cake? Bro, I mean, as far as like Jamaican desserts, I've done rum cakes.
Yeah, so it's a rum cake.
Yeah.
It's got wine and rum in it.
Yeah.
And this crazy white ice.
It has to be a Jamaican rum.
Yeah. So you made that.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was called a black cake though.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Because we make holiday rum cake, and holiday rum cake is different than the black cake. Both of them got pretty much similar ingredients. But yeah. the regular rum cake, the holiday rum cake, got like cherries and cranberries and shit.
Yeah, fruits. Yeah, I didn't use that.
Yo,
I didn't know that.
You got some Jamaicans that I gotta put you on to now.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, you just put me on to that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I was like, what you mean, black cake?
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about,
bro? I thought we was going a whole other way with that.
Nah, I did a Black Lives Matter cake. That's why I was like, what are you talking about right now?
I thought we were going.
I was like, I saw that.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro.
I thought we were all friends here. All right, so you ain't got to say the name, but I know I got some in my movie business. Was there a celebrity that you came across for work and it wasn't pleasant?
All right, so I'm not gonna say his name. All right, just because I'd rather forget. Huh?
No, I said there's always one.
Yeah, so I'd rather forget the name because of just the way things turned out. You know what I'm saying? Dude came on. He first of all, he's in the Fast and the Furious, right?
Oh shit!
So he's a solid name. He's
Come
a
on,
solid
Tyrese. Name. Come on, Tyrese. You already got stuff popping off.
He's a solid name.
Been someone else that you don't like that came back home.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying nothing. All I'm saying is the dude portrayed himself as a great person. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like to talk bad about people. That's not my flow. You know what I mean? But portrayed himself as a good person, said he was invested in my business, said he wanted to help me get to the next level, said he would even be an investor. And asked me to do a cake. And I was like, yeah, bro, I got you. Not a problem. I'm not even going to charge you for fees that I would charge everyone else. Just send me bread for the supplies. I'm going to make the cake, not charge you for making the cake. I'm going to deliver the cake, not charge you for delivering the cake. I have to rent a van because of the size of the cake, because it don't fit in my car. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a three-tier cake. Can't fit that in the car. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna make the cake. I'm going to deliver the cake for free. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I just want supplies money, which is not a lot, especially for a movie star. Mm. Right? The dude uninvited me to the event, told me that I was charging too much.
What?
And deleted me from Instagram. So
damn.
Mind you, I met the dude a couple times already, been in his house, met his wife, met his father and mother, met his cousins and sisters and all of that, chopped it up, broke bread, ate with the dude. You know what I mean?
And, oh, that's disappointing, yo.
I'm about to find out off air, but that's cool. but yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it felt personal because, yeah, like, we built this relationship. You sold me a dream. You was going to be an investor. You was going to help me get to the next level. This and that. Use your, you know, your celebrity to help with that. And then because I didn't do something completely free, you backed out, shitted on me, act like we never met.
That's wild.
Mind you, I also did his daughter's birthday cake for free, completely free. I didn't ask for supply money, nothing. But just because this cake was a big-ass cake, three-tier cake, which is very heavy, very big, takes a van that I had to rent. I just asked for supplies, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, some celebrities are not used to being asked for money. They're used to just getting what they want and call it a day.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been there.
So, some celebrities have cash tantrums.
Get shit for free. Legit. Yeah, they do. Yo, they throw temper tantrum, but most of them get shit for free. So, they're not used to paying for some shit. And they're like, oh, you know, my celebrity alone is payment.
Yeah, but
exactly,
and they get used to that.
But you already know because we all got boys like that. Like if you saw, yeah, solid, because we all got situations where we've told our boys like, yeah, don't worry about it. I got you, and they're like, nah,
right.
Sir, I want to support you. Like I want to do it. I want to help with what you're doing.
Right.
But they were solid.
See that never that I respect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and it's funny because just like what you said. Do it all the time. Yeah, my bad, yeah, bro.
No, I just mean Bleezy do it all the time.
Yeah. Nah, I respect that 100%. I have dudes on my block because I make desserts. I make smaller desserts like Best Lettuce and Flung, like I said, on a weekly basis. And I have people in my building that'll buy like 4, 5, 6, just one. I'm talking about one person. Like, yo, here you go. And I'm like, yo, bro, you're giving me way too much. They're like, nah, man, I support you. Just say that. And I'm like, nah, like, this is a business. I got you. Here's it. Change back. Nah, I support you, bro. Go ahead. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So it is. I mean, I love that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I love that. I respect that because not a lot of people like that.
That's how me and my bro Rook. That's how we began like that. Cause I met him through his mom's because she used to do my hair when I had locks.
Right.
But anytime I had an album, anytime I had merch, anytime I had a show, like bro was on it. Like I got you, I'm gonna pay for it. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, we showed up. And
no, that's love, bro.
That's love, right? That's a friendship, right?
Same thing with Bleezy. Whenever he posted something,
genuine support.
Yeah, whenever he posted something new, I reposted just of like just love, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to see him continue to win too.
Facts.
Word.
All right, so I like to have interviews like I don't know, like I didn't do no research. So
yeah,
with your situation, do you have your own spot?
So I'm currently baking from home.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's even more lit though.
Nah,
you make that shit at home, son.
Yeah. It's lit, but it's challenging, bro. It's challenging.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Because
like you the skills.
Because you be tempted, like, yo, I could just take a nap real quick. You know, I wake up in like 2 hours, and, you know what I'm saying?
So then
I go to sleep.
That make that person that I'm gonna find out who it is afterwards even worse. Because you know my man is on. He ain't like in the shop. Like,
yeah,
word.
And you got to, yeah, and you got to carry that joint. That's crazy.
And imagine making a 3-tier cake and having to put it in your personal fridge. You feel me? So you can't even go food shopping for a couple days.
You need another fridge.
And you got to take that shit down the elevator.
What? Yeah, man. Imagine carrying an 80-something, 100-pound cake.
That's crazy. So,
you know what I mean?
What's the ideal spot or situation for you, like to set up shop wise? Like, what would be your ideal location?
So I would like, see, my ideal location would be somewhere in my hood. And I say that because I want to be able to show people from my hood that, well, there's other options. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's other options. In my hood, ain't no nigga baking. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got their own, you know, no, especially not a dude that looks like me.
Yeah.
Baking cakes, making cake pops, you know what I'm saying? Doing customized cakes and all of that. There's nobody that looks like me in my hood that believes that you can make it like this.
Or,
so to personalize it, I would like it to be somewhere around where I live, somewhere around the neighborhood, so I can show people like, yo, you can bake, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an option. You can make money. You can make a living from this. It also brings out creativity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It also brings out creativity. It's people that are sick artists in the hood, but don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was never an artist. I couldn't draw. I couldn't paint. I couldn't do none of that. But when it comes to cakes, I could do all of that for some reason.
So you are an artist. For me, you are an artist of dessert. And that's important.
I'm a cake designer. I'm a cake designer.
Desserts, sometimes people only need that for art.
Yeah, bro.
That's art.
No, I get what you're saying about the hood, and I respect that like 100%, because, you know, that's what made the whole podcast, is to give jewels back to a younger generation or whatever. You know what
Facts, bro. Hell yeah.
But on the flip side, we're going to play advocate. You know, rest in peace. I mean, Nipsey did that too.
I heard. I know. I mean, we all heard. We all seen it. Yeah.
You know how the neighborhood do.
Yeah.
So is there any, like, you know, thoughts about that? Like,
I mean, Nip had haters, and Nip was also heavy in gang life. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace, Nip. But I mean, since a long time ago, I never dabbled in none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a family man. Ever since I left all of that long time ago. You know what I'm saying? I would hope that nothing like that would ever come to me because of me trying to do something positive for the hood. Okay. But I would also like to do maybe a food truck, something like that. Something mobile. You know what I'm saying? I can go borough to borough, shit like that. Food trucks are pricey, though. I'm not going to lie. Food trucks are pricey.
But they lit.
They lit, bro. Especially if you're right.
You ever seen that movie, The Chef?
What is it?
You ever seen the movie, The Chef?
Nah.
Look it up, The Chef. I forgot who it is, what Buddy's name is, but he's the one that directed Iron Man and The Mandalorian, like that dude.
Okay.
But The Chef, what's up? And then end up getting a food truck, and then they do the whole thing that's going to bring us to our next conversation, to where it's social media.
Because
they started posting all this shit online, and the shit was just blowing up all over the place.
Yeah, so, man. Especially with food trucks, there's actually an app that you can track food trucks and where they're going to be, like location for Monday. They're gonna be in so-and-so time at this street, and that helps your following, because if people really want to see you and they really like your shit, they're gonna go.
So that leads me to my next question: why are you slacking on social media?
Man, even on you know what bothers me? Even on IG, I have videos, I have pictures of cakes that I've done months ago that haven't been put up. You know what I'm saying? And that's definitely a personal problem that I've been struggling with. 100%, because I don't feel like I take good pictures. I don't feel like I take good reels. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, this, my pictures is terrible, bro. Like, I post a picture and I'm like, I don't think this looks good. Take it down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like my worst enemy when it comes to social media.
You gotta expand the team. Somebody gotta be the social media manager now.
I'm about to say, so I'm gonna give you two keys.
This is a fact.
One year in New York, so
yeah,
that's crazy to me, because this whole podcast would be totally different if I was still in New York, or would have started in New York, because there's always someone that wants to do something for something.
That's I hear that.
One. That's two.
Yeah.
If you're having a problem with posting stuff, you can also schedule stuff ahead. So you can take one day of like, you know what, I got like 3 hours. I'm just gonna put on my post, get ready. And then you can just set it up for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to drop at a certain time. And then
boom. That's a fact.
All your stuff is ready for the week. But in this day and age, the social media is what's gonna get your business there. Like, social media is your business card now. So it's gonna get
That's true.
If something goes viral, like even I think you said, you know, you did one with Ken Starrs or whatever. I mean, people may love that cat. If you got a short with him or something, you just never know. Like, yo, who makes
that? That's true. Yeah, definitely.
That money cake gotta go viral, and the cake gotta be in my brain of a pre-roll cake gotta go viral.
Oh, we could do that. So I did a weed cake. I don't know. I took it off my grid because I was getting reported for it. Like, people were reporting it because it was a weed cake. So, I mean, I'll send y'all a pic, but it's a big picture of a leaf. It had the red eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, the droopy eyes. No, it was fire.
That's a serious fucking hater.
Yeah. Every time I posted, it got reported, so I just took it down. Because they were threatening to take down my page, bro.
That's crazy.
South Park. Yeah.
All right, Towley. Towley's always high. Like, that'd be an awesome cake right there. You already said you did the eyes.
Yeah. Nah, sick, bro. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird to me that social media does that. Like, people do that, especially like the way OnlyFans and chicks is moving to make their money. But it is what it is, bro. Everybody, you know, there's always somebody out there that I don't want to see you win.
Yep, okay. That's what I was about to say, yo, because they gonna they flagging your cake, dude, the freaking weed cake.
Especially when they follow you.
I see titties when I open up my Instagram now.
That's what I was saying, bro. Titties.
I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Especially listen, when they follow you to hate you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which is funny because a lot of followers are there for that reason.
Trolls, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Troll big time. That's a fact. Word, so
what's your favorite thing to make and the thing you just don't want to do?
I think I don't want to do. That's a tough one. I mean, listen, if I'm getting paid for it, I'm doing it, whether I like it or not. You know what I'm saying? It's an order. It's part of my business. You know what I'm saying? I don't have somebody I can be like, yo, make that for me. This is for so-and-so is going out this day. It's me, and me. You feel me? Like, I'm every part of my, in every aspect of the business, it's me. So, something that, like, my favorite dessert to make would be, like, just a tres leche. You know what I'm saying? I have something called the Mama's Tres Leche, which is named after my mom because it was her favorite.
Okay.
So, you know, my mom suffered from COVID and she almost lost her life. So I wanted to dedicate something towards, you know, something to her, you know, in remembrance of her, just in case. And so the Mama's Tres Leche is definitely one of my favorites.
All right. Yeah. Do you make that any differently than you would another Tres Leche?
So it's the OG. It's more like, it's more of the common flavor, but there's nothing common about the way my taste compares to everyone else's. It's done differently, but it's the OG, it's the original.
Okay,
sure. But it don't taste nothing like if you go to a restaurant right now, it don't taste nothing like that.
All right, so I know money talk, but I'm saying.